Oh. That, of course, is Hawaii 5-0 with a little augmentation to it. Courtesy of Kent. Kent French. By the way, Mike Steven here with you, filling in for Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. And I've been looking forward to this, man, for many, many days. This could be the greatest radio segment ever on this station. Kent French, he goes by Toast, that's his nickname, is the fastest clapper in the world. So what that means is that he can actually clap his hands faster than anybody in the world. 721 claps per minute. That is the world record held by Mr. French. And we have him here online here on 720 WGN. Kent, welcome to WGN. You are, in terms of celebrities on this radio station, you're it, man.
Wow, that's awesome. Mike Steven, I love that name. That's the name of two of my boys, Mike and Steven. So.
Really?
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, that's, see, and that's interesting because people will ask me, like, what's your real name? Like, this is like a fake name. That is my honest to God name.
That's a good radio name, too. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I guess it works. All right, thanks, Mom and Dad. Yeah. So, Kent French, not too shabby either. So, you are the world's fastest clapper.
Well, I got to go. I got to chime in.
Okay, please do.
I'm going to go with the original world's fastest clapper. And let me explain.
Okay, yeah, what does that mean?
Some cat did beat my record, but I got to give him kudos. He did.
All right.
And my record was 721.
Okay.
And then I heard this guy broke my record, and he did like over 1,000. I'm thinking, okay, I know that that's physically impossible. I know I could have got 8, maybe 850, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Because my top speed is 14 claps per second, which is like 840 if I maintain that for the whole minute. And so I watched it, and he came up with an even newer technique than I use, where he gets two claps out of every motion. He puts his wrist in the palm of his other hand, then he hits his fingers, and he does this back and forth. So it's a different technique. But, you know, he did break the record, and I figure if you can't beat him, join him, and then beat him. So,
man,
I'm working on that. New technique.
I'll tell you, no, here's the deal. He's juicing. He's on roids or something.
Right?
Yeah, he's got to be.
I'm the original. I had it. I founded it. It was a brand new record when I set it. Had it for 11 years. A lot of people following me on YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So. I mean, what are records made for, right?
Yeah, you know? Right. Well, I guess it's something to shoot for. And like you said, you are in training to break that record. You're.
Well, I got
to
get it back. I got to get it back.
No, absolutely. You got to. And you will.
Very good to me. I've been on a lot of shows and traveled a lot of places.
Yeah. All because you can clap.
I went
quickly.
To Irvine City a couple years ago. I was on, well, I don't know how many years it's been now, but I was on Oprah in Chicago there. And then,
oh.
Got to be on Ellen and Kimmel and gone to Tokyo, England, Scotland, just for clapping.
I've heard of Oprah, yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you what, look, we're still here and she's gone. How about that? Anyway, I can't, it's like the unspoken rule. You don't talk ill of Oprah. So I love Miss Winfrey. YouTube.com/French Clapper is your YouTube page. YouTube.com/French Clapper. So if you would like to follow Kent French, he also goes by Toast. If you would like to follow him, that's the site, because you post videos of you doing what you do best, and that is clapping very quickly. So let me ask you this question. How did you get started in the world of competitive clapping?
Well, so I'm a little bit older. I'm like 90. So
uh-huh.
When I grew up, they didn't have this medication for ADHD, see? So I had to harness that energy and use it as a superpower. No, actually, I'm a drummer.
Uh-huh.
I got a degree in music at the University of Wyoming. That's why I'm a restaurant manager now.
Okay. Well, you got to pay the bills.
That's right. No, it was kind of the drumming background. If you've ever been around a drummer,
mm-hmm.
We're in charge of keeping the rhythm for the universe. It can be annoying, but I discovered people basically clap inefficiently. They clap, you know, they move their dominant hand into the other hand, just clapping one-handed. So I came up with this back-and-forth technique, and then I tried to put any rhythm I do on the bongos up in my hands, and then now I could travel without drums, so it's pretty exciting.
So this is exciting. So wait a minute. I'm going to clap like how a normal person claps. And that is, like you described, taking my dominant hand. I'm right-handed. Uh-huh. I'm sticking out my left hand, and it's my right hand is going to be meeting my left hand. So my right hand will land into my left hand like this. And this is how we normally clap.
Moving your right hand, right? I mean, you move your left hand a little bit, but you're basically using your right hand.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm doing. Now, your technique, you utilize both hands. So you put your hands in front of you, and it's like, it kind of looks like you're playing patty cake or you're slappity-dappity. You're just slapping your hands all around. You are going back and forth with both hands, and you're touching the tips of your fingers
into the palms.
Into the palms of your hands.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was doing that, and then my right hand was coming up, and I'm looking at my left hand going, dude, get in the game. Why are you so lazy?
Come on,
there's
left hand.
Striking service.
Come
there's
on.
A striking service right there. We're wasting time here. Get on this. So, yeah.
Interesting. So can you demonstrate that for us on the phone? You could put the phone down.
Sure. I could do a little bit.
do you have to warm up?
I got hit by a F-150 on the left side. I was on a Kawasaki Ninja. I got smoked on the left side. And then a year after that, I dislocated my right shoulder. And right now, the doctor says I have a torn rotator cuff in my left. And I think it is actually from clapping. I remember practicing like this, and this is getting really tight. And I'm like, you know, it can hurt. I mean, you go for a whole minute, you're in pain.
Yeah.
So you try to work through it. You're kind of fanning out your elbows and kind of shrugging your shoulders. And all of a sudden, I was like, wow, something's wrong. I went in and was like, dude, I actually tore my rotator cuff. But easily, I'm not going to do it for a whole minute because that'd be really annoying and long. And
okay.
You'd be like,
just give us a tease. Just a little tease.
Yeah, just a little demo.
Yeah, a little something.
You got it.
All right, here we go. Kent Toast French. Wow. I feel weird clapping. Like I am not, I'm so insignificant and I feel ashamed of how I'm clapping. Well done, Kent French.
Okay.
That is,
There's actually a practical application of my skills too.
And what is that?
I have 9 children.
Okay.
And they're the most well-behaved kids on the planet.
Okay.
Because they know exactly how many times I can spank them in a minute.
I see how it is. Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on one second. We are going to take a quick break. On the other side of this break, we're going to talk about the notoriety that you've gained because we've heard of this thing called the clapper. Well, you're appearing on some of those clapper TV ads. So we'll talk all about that. Sound good?
Sounds awesome.
All right. Kent French is one of the fastest clappers in the world. I'll tell you this much. If I go outside and I get creamed by a bus, my radio career is I'm fine with it because I'm interviewing Kent French. This is a big night for me. I've done radio for almost 20 years of my life, and I'll tell you, this is it. I'm going to look back when I am old and gray on December 28th, 2015. To that night when I talked to Mr. French. So this is it. I'm Mike Steven, by the way, filling in for Justin Kaufman. Stay tuned. More with one of the fastest clappers in the world, Kent French, here on 720 WGN.
Kent French is the world-class clapper. 721 claps a minute.
With the clapper, I only need 2 claps.
Clap on, clap off.
Claps things on, claps things off. Clap on the music.
Just plug in your appliance. The clapper's great for hard-to-reach places. Take it from Kent. Just get...
clap on, clap off.
The clapper.
Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone and our text line if you'd like to chime in here at any point. Kent French is on the line. You just heard him there doing some fine work, some fine promotional work for the Clapper. Kent French is one of the world's fastest clappers. 721 claps per minute is what he can do. That's about, I think he said 14 claps per second. It's 14 claps per second. Is that right?
For the record, it was 12 claps per second, but my top speed, I can get up to 14 claps per second, which would be about 840.
Okay. That's all right. I see what you're doing there. So wait a second. How do you judge yourself? How can you measure how quickly you're clapping? How does that process work?
Well, do you ever played a musical instrument?
Yeah, I play the harmonica. Played for a long time.
Well, there you go. So what I do is I clap in six claps per beat.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1 And I do those measure of sixlets, which is what, four times is 12, and then 10 of those is 120. So I do it in measures. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 3, 4. And those are all sixlets every time I'm counting like that. And I do three sets of those, and that's 720. So I can kind of watch a clock that has a second hand and see where I'm at when I'm training for something. I could see how fast I am and where I need to pick it up and whatnot.
I gotcha. So is there any sort of Guinness Book official title? Do they measure this for any sort of posterity?
Oh, yeah. It was a Guinness record for 11 years. It recently got beat by this guy that had a little different technique than I used. And what we did to record it, for at least when I did it, it was back in 2003. So we recorded it digitally at the radio station here in town.
And what town is that?
Pardon?
What town is that?
Rapid City, South Dakota.
Rapid City, South Dakota. Getting the signal loud and clear.
That's where... all the fast people live in Rapid City.
Oh, I see.
Anyway.
You're doing material too, Kent.
Anyway, we use that sound line. You know, it's all fuzzy like that. And then we stretch that out, and we could count the spikes per second, get it down to 1/100th of a second or a minute. And then all your witnesses, and you send them the tape and the audio and everything, and get the signatures and sign off. And, yeah, then it was official. And then 2 days after that, I was on the Tom and Bob show. It really freaked me out in USA Today. It was really crazy. I had no idea.
So
I get to do all the stuff I got to do.
Well, right. I mean, you're sort of the ambassador to the clapping community. You got to be out there. You got to put yourself out there. You said you also are a restaurant manager. Is that right?
Well, I'm in the restaurant business. Presently, I'm running a actual commercial kitchen product store.
Okay.
Where I sell to everybody that I've worked for or managed here in town. That's kind of a good deal, actually.
I gotcha.
But yeah, I'm in the restaurant industry, yep.
So we played the commercial featuring you doing some promotional work for The Clapper. And really, it seems like a no-brainer. If you're The Clapper, if you're the people, if you're the folks over at The Clapper, you want Kent French going to bat for your product. In the commercial that we put, what's that?
Yeah, The Clapper gets The Clapper, right?
The Clapper gets The Clapper. Absolutely. You dominate that machine. In the commercial that we played, you are wearing a beautiful tuxedo, and you're out there on camera doing your thing. How did that come to be? Did the folks at The Clapper come to you?
Actually, it was me coming to them. And I did it years ago, actually, when the internet wasn't as nifty as it is today, and it's because it's made leaps and bounds in the last 14 years. And I couldn't find an address or someone to contact. And then, I don't know, did it more recently, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I tried it again, and I was able to get to the right people. And they said they'd think about it, and they got back to me next year. I said, yeah, I think we will do it, like, next year. And then finally, last August, they flew me out to California. And when I was wearing that tuxedo, it was in this huge, you know, high garage outside in air conditioned in California with a tuxedo on, and I'm clapping. So between each takes, you know, they turn on the fan, the ladies come up, be blotting my face. I'm like, because when I clap, I like a short sleeve shirt. I like to have the freedom. Here I am with a bow tie and a tux. I'm like, killing me.
Yeah, man. The things you do for showbiz.
Right? And then, at the end, they'll be excited. I'm like, The Clapper, no more. I'm like, The Clapper. And they're like, no, give me more. I'm like, dude, it's going to sound stupid if I give you any more.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It was fun.
Do you use The Clapper at home?
I have one.
I mean, that's...
Christmas, I'm going to request that they give me a freaking case of those so I can give them out, too.
Well, I was just going to say, that clapper, that poor clapper machine, because doing what you did, with clapping, you know, like you just did for us a couple minutes ago, that thing's got to be, you know, going up, down, left, right, not knowing which ends up. It's got to be going haywire.
Right. And then the commercial I did was very traditional. That goes back to that old lady original that did it. And basically, it's just a remake with me. But I'm telling them, hey, we need to get creative with this commercial. You have me with a clapper and a light bulb just on the table in a fixture, and I just go nuts on this thing until it explodes, and then you put on there, results may vary. I think it'd be awesome.
You know what? Here's what I like about you, Kent. You're not afraid to put yourself out there, to go the extra mile. You've got this talent, and you're thinking, hey, let's go with this, people. You could be giving away, selling many, many clappers. I think you're the perfect guy for the clapper.
Well, thanks. I think, and then especially that I was original, because there's going to be kids that come up and break the record. But the original clapper, I am the original clapper. That is the original clapper. It's perfect.
It is a perfect thing, and those commercials are still going.
Yeah, right. And you see the awkward bedroom scene and everything.
Yes, which I think they've used that scene throughout all the different iterations of their commercials.
They do.
And by the way,
because they kind of explained to me there's kind of a cultic almost following of the clapper. And when there's the old lady doing that forever and ever, and maybe several years ago they tried a remake, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, where's the lady at? Oh, we want the lady back. And so I'm going up in some stiff competition here. I got to pick up the ball and carry it now.
And apparently the cult following does not want HD for that commercial. They want the columns. They want the 4x3 SD version, because that's all I ever see from that commercial. I don't know. Kent, all I know is you're doing some fine work, and you are one of the world's fastest clappers. I'll tell you what. Can you take us into a break with some clapping?
You betcha, by golly.
All righty. Thank you for that, South Dakota beautiful hospitality. YouTube.com/FrenchClapper is your YouTube channel, so be sure to follow that. And take us into a break, if you would, Kent French, with some fast, fast clapping.
Michael Steven, appreciate it.
All right, my man. Here we go. Here we go. Kent French. Yeah, I'm serious. That's it. If my radio career ends right now, I've achieved everything I've set out to do.
You went out on top, man.
It's like, you know, if you're a musician, you want to have that final concert. You want to have the last great show. I think that's it. So thank you, Kent French. Wow.
See, but here's the thing. Yeah. I went and watched the Clapper commercial with him in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then tried to clap that fast myself and end up poking myself in the eye.
It's true, because his hands, they go all, look, I just hit the microphone. They go all over the place.
Yeah.
It's not like we normally do. Yeah, it's like back and forth.
See, this is it. Done.
You're kind of doing it. Those, by the way, who are watching the video stream are just like, what are these people doing? Well, more coming up after the news. All we're going to do from here on out is try to clap quickly in the studio. So that'll keep us busy.